让你有圣经的请打开到犹大书
Verses 8 through 16
是由8至16节
And we'll have Spencer to go ahead and read that for us
犹大书8至16节这些做梦的人也像他们污秽身体轻慢主治的毁谤在尊位的天使长米迦勒为摩西的尸首与魔鬼争辩的时候尚且不用敢毁谤的话在责他只说主责备你吧但这些人毁谤他们所不知道的他们本性所知道的事与那没有灵性的畜类一样在这事上竟败坏了自己他们诱惑了因为走了该隐的道路又为利往巴兰的错谬里直奔并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了这样的人在你们的外籍上与你们同吃的时候正是礁石他们作牧人只知喂养自己无所惧怕是没有雨的云彩被风飘荡是秋天没有结果子没有果子的树死而又死连根拔被拔出来是海里的狂浪涌出自己可耻的沫子来是流荡的星有墨黑的幽暗为他们永远存留亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说看啊主带着他的千万圣者降临要在众人身上行审判证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事又证实不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的刚愎话这些人是私下议论常发怨言的随从自己的情欲而行口中说夸大的话唯得便宜浅昧人
And may the Lord add his blessing to the reading and the preaching of his word.
愿主祝福祂自己的话语宣读和传讲。
There's a youth game called Capture the Flag.
有一个年轻人的游戏是叫做抢军旗。
And in this game, you have two teams competing against each other to capture each other's flag.
在这个游戏里面是有两队，每队都要抢到对方的军旗。
Now the strategy of this particular game is you need some of your team members to go out and get the other team's flag, and at the same time, you need some of your team members to also defend your own flag.
而在这个游戏里面的策略就是你自己那一队的人，有些人要负责去保护自己的军旗，有些人负责去抢军旗。
In other words, there's times you have to go on the offense, and times you also have to be defensive.
换句话说，有些时间你是要去主动去进攻，有些时间是要防守。
In this morning's passage, this is a passage where we have to learn how to defend. How to learn how to be defensive in defense of the church.
我们今天的经文就是说我们要知道怎样去守护教会。
In the sermon series based on Jude, we looked at the identification of the church.
在犹大书这里我们看到教会这个身份。
Early in the passage, there are phrases called Beloved, the kept in Christ. This is all language that is used for the church.
在这卷书的开头那里就讲到被召的在父神里蒙爱的为耶稣基督保守的人这些都是教会的身份。
We have to realize the church is called out of the world to be in God's kingdom.
我们要知道教会是被呼召出来是呼召出来在这个世界当中呼召出来是做神的国。
We should be familiar as believers. We're called out of darkness into the kingdom of light, and therefore we should live in the light.
我们是从黑暗中被召出来进入光明的，因此我们要是活在光明当中。
And of course, as children of God, as we have come in faith in Christ, we are beloved in God.
作为神的儿女，我们是在神里面是蒙爱的。
And with that, the book of Jude even challenges even further.
犹大书是更加是继续挑战我们。
No matter what we face as a church, no matter what we face as believers, even if it's false teachers, we can still trust God for His protection.
无论是作为教会或者是作为信徒，我们都能够信靠神是保护教会，是纵使有假教师。
And especially how God deals with the ungodly.
尤其是神在过去怎样去处置那些不敬虔的人。
Now I know this passage is very intense of this regarding the identification of false teachers.
在这段经文是很重语气这样去讲到关于假教师的事情。
And I believe that some of these principles will help us to contend for our faith in defense of the church.
在这段经文里面是有些事可以帮助我们为我们所信的奋力作战。
Now, sometimes I know it's very easy to say, well, why do I need to know how to identify false teachers?
有时我会想，我们点解要识得去点样去认清边啲系假教师呢？
Well, first of all, we have to make sure that we don't fall in those particular patterns.
首先，我哋要系保证自己唔会跌入去嗰一个嘅类人当中。
And second of all, there are some lessons that we could learn.
第二就系有啲嘅课题系我哋可以学习得到。
Sometimes we can learn from the even negative examples.
有时我哋甚至乎可以喺负面嘅事情当中学习到一啲功课。
Let me give you an illustration.
我俾一个例子你睇。
When my kids were really young, you know, we'd take them to the store.
当我儿女细嘅时候，我带佢哋去买嘢。
And once in a while, we see a scene of a parent with a child.
我哋好多时都会见到一对父母系带住儿女。
And the child is out of control, throwing tantrums, yelling, screaming at the parent.
嗰个小孩系扭计喺度，系对住父母系哭喊。
And so I guide my kids, and we eventually make our way back into the car.
咁我就带住我个儿女系离开个铺头，就翻到去车度。
And then I would ask them about that particular incident.
我会问佢关于嗰件事。
I'd say, "What did you see? What can we learn from that incident?"
我问我嘅儿女，你见到啲乜嘢？我哋可以学习到咩功课呢？
What they see is they see how not to behave.
佢哋所见嘅就系佢哋唔应该做嘅事。
So it becomes a teaching point in helping your child understand what is the better way.
咁嗰件事就成为咗我嘅儿女嘅一个功课，去点样知道应该点样去做，唔应该点样去做。
So they will learn to avoid certain behaviors.
佢哋就会学习点样唔去做某啲嘅行为。
And for them, they could actually see it. Now they could avoid it.
佢哋见得到发生过咁样嘅事，佢哋就能够避免发生呢个做同样嘅行为。
And so when we look at these tendencies of false teachers, there are some things that we could avoid.
我哋见到嚟紧见到呢个假教师嘅四个嘅特点嘅时候，我哋就要防备自己去做呢啲。
And at the same time, it helps us to also contend for our faith.
亦都系帮助我哋点样去为我哋所信嘅去奋力作战。
Let me take a look. Let me just share with you four tendencies of false teachers.
假教师有四种嘅倾向。
First of all, false teachers rebel against what they should be under to have what they should not have over.
假教师悖逆他们所应当降服嘅，因为佢哋想超越佢哋唔应该超越嘅。
So in verse 8, these people are false teachers. They don't teach the truth. They're really not teachers of the church at all.
在第八节就讲到这一班人是假教师，他们不教导真理，也都是对教会来讲不是教师。
And what is descriptive of them, they follow their own passions, they follow their own beat.
他们随从自己的心意，随从自己的意欲去做。
And in this case, they follow their own desires, they follow their own dreams.
是他们自己的欲望，他们自己的梦想。
And so, as a result, these three things, that how they defile the flesh, it's mentioned about sexual immoralities, how they reject authority, and even how they blaspheme the glorious ones, they leave this trail behind.
他们不单玷污肉身，有淫乱的事，也都抗拒权威，并且羞辱那个荣耀的。
And so one of the things that you have to take a look at is, again, what is the trail? What is the fruit that is being left behind?
那些假教师所留下的一些果子或者一些痕迹是什么呢？
Now in verse 9, Jude illustrates by using an example.
由大书的第九节那里用一个例子。
This one's a positive example, how the archangel Michael deals with the archenemy that is Satan.
这个是正面的例子，就是天使长米迦勒怎样去面对这个最大的敌人，就是撒旦。
Now remember, when it comes to studying about angels, you know there's good ones and you know there's bad ones, right?
讲到天使，都已经讲过，是有好的天使和坏的天使。
And the archangel Michael is one of the leaders of the good angels.
天使长米迦勒就是领导好的天使。
Satan, of course, is the leader of the fallen angels or the bad angels.
撒旦就是那个领导堕落的天使或者是那些坏的天使。
And so what is described here in Scripture is that obviously there's a dispute between the archangel Michael and Satan.
在这里就看到天使长米迦勒和撒旦是有一个争辩。
And it said when Michael could have railed judgment against Satan based upon his tactics, he chose instead to say, "The Lord rebuke you."
天使长米迦勒系本来可以用撒旦嘅方法去责备佢，就系去羞辱佢，但系米迦勒就选择去讲主责备你吧。
In other words, Michael could have crossed the lines. He could have cursed him. He could have insulted him. Instead, he entrusted himself to God and his authority in this manner.
米迦勒本来可以踩过界去咒诅佢，去羞辱佢，但系佢冇咁做。佢系将呢件事将自己交托喺神手中，同埋神嘅主权嗰度。
The point of contrast is Mike could not reject the devil's accusation on his own authority, but appealed to God's authority.
米迦勒唔靠自己嘅权柄去抵挡撒旦嘅指控，却靠神嘅主权。
And that's the lesson there.
呢个系一个功课。
You know, brothers and sisters, there are times that we are going to be falsely accused.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我哋系被错误地指控。
There are times that we are going to be misunderstood.
我哋可能被人误会。
And one of the challenges that we have as brothers and sisters in Christ to continue to entrust ourselves to the Lord God Almighty.
我哋作为弟兄姊妹，我哋要将自己去交上全能嘅神。
Now the passage goes on as they talk about the false teacher and how they blaspheme and how they do not understand authority and they're like unreasonable animals.
跟住经文继续落去讲，佢哋系亵渎，佢哋亵渎佢哋所唔明白嘅，他们好像没有理性的动物一样。
Jude gives a couple other examples in the passage.
犹大书亦都系继续俾其他几个例子。
And they describe them. They walk in the ways of Cain, and you remember Cain and how he rebelled, how he disregarded authority and killing his brother Abel.
但系就系通过该隐呢个例子去俾到佢知道佢系杀咗自己嘅弟兄亚伯。
He used the example of Balaam. Remember, he was a pagan prophet, and he wanted to curse Israel.
他是一个另外一个例子是巴兰，他是一个异教的先知，他是想咒诅以色列。
And we know the story that God sent a donkey to rebuke him.
我们经文看到神是派一个的驴子去斥责他。
In Numbers 34, it said that he rebelled and led the people of God in sin and idolatry, which led to his own demise. In other words, he didn't listen to God's rebuke, and eventually God took care of him.
在民数记三十四章那里是讲到巴兰他是勃逆，并且带领以色列人去，并且带领个子民去神的子民去罪和去拜偶像当中，导致他自己的灭亡。
In verse 11 it talks about Korah, and Korah rebelled, had a certain rebellion that is depicted in Numbers chapter 16.
在第十一节那里提到有可拉，他是一个背叛的人，是在民数记十六章那里记载。
Korah rebelled against the leadership of Moses and Aaron and eventually got swallowed up.
可拉背叛阿伦和摩西的带领，最后被地打开口吞灭。
So what is the issue here?
个问题是什么呢？
The issue here is authority, and as brothers and sisters, we need to be very carefulhow we respond to those in authority in our lives, beginning with God and the authority structures that He has given us.
最大的问题就是权威，我们要很小心地用去怎样回应权威在我们的生命当中，包括生命中一些有权威的角色或者有权威形象的人。
Worldly ways usually encourage us to reject authority and to recognize self as the only true authority.
世界的方法去教导我们去拒绝这些权威，而且是去承认只是自己就是真正的权威。
And so thus it's the category, or this is how a false teacher does his business. They don't want to be an authority because they think they are authority.
假教师就是有这样的特质，他们是抗拒权威，因为他们觉得自己就是权威。
There is a reason why God presents authority structures in our lives.
是有一个理由，为什么神是将不同各样的有权威形象的人摆在我们生命当中。
Authority structures in the family, authority structures in the church.
在家庭里面有这些权威的角色，在教会里面也有这些权威的角色。
And we have to be very, very careful.
我们要十分小心。
Do you think there was authority issues that exist in the church?
在教会里面有没有关乎权威的问题呢？
Remember in the pastoral epistles, particularly in Titus, he kind of mentions about, you know, being aware of false teachers, being aware that there are going to be some rebellious people.
在教牧书信里面，特别是提多书，就讲到是有些人是不服从权威，是有些背叛的人，悖逆的人。
And even the Apostle Paul had people that contended against him and his authority.
保罗亦都系遇到有人去挑战佢嘅权威。
And he continued to minister even though he wasn't respected, and he continued to preach Christ crucified.
纵使保罗系不被尊重，但系佢继续去传讲被钉十架嘅耶稣基督。
Well, how could we apply this kind of practically?
我哋系点样系应用出来呢？
Well, first of all, apply it, you know, in the home first.
首先由自己的家庭开始。
There are authority structures within the home, and these are things that you need to continue to teach your children.
在家庭里面是应该有一个权威的结构， 是由教导自己的子女开始。
There's authority structures within the church, and these are things that we also need to also be realized and also teach.
在教会里面也都有权威的角色，我们也都是需要去教导。
Again, how we respond to those who are authority in our lives, and it begins with God.
是我们怎样回应，是我们生命中各个的权威的角色，是首先是要从神开始。
And God has put in certain authority structures and figures in our lives.
神是我们生命中摆了很多不同的权威的角色和人物，是我们生命当中。
The second thing in terms of identifying those who are false teachers is,They show up for their own benefit, but not the benefit of the church.
第二点关于假教师的是，他们会为了自己的利益而出现，但是不会为了教会的利益而挺身而出。
Remember the description earlier that they have crept in unnoticed earlier in the book of Jude.
在犹大书较早前的经文，我们看到有些人已经潜了进来。
And then verse 12 says they are like hidden reefs.
而十二节就讲到佢哋好似礁石。
In other words, are hidden reefs at the love feast or at the supper that they partake in.
喺外言上面，佢哋好似礁石一样。
We all know what hidden reefs are. Hidden reefs are those jagged rocks that are down in the bottom of the oceans, right?
嗰啲礁石就系喺海底下边嘅岩岩沉沉嘅石头。
And most of the time, it goes unnoticed, but it's very harmful.
但喺海底系睇唔到，但系好有害。
And so again, false teachers, they show up for their own benefit, not necessarily for the benefit of the church.
假教师为了自己利益而出现，不是为了教会的利益而挺身而出。
And so somehow they're able to wiggle their way into the church, and they're there.
有时他们会鼠了入教会里面。
Now there are some descriptions of the false teachers.
是另外亦都有关乎系假教师嘅一啲嘅形容。
It says that they feed themselves. In other words, it's all about them and not about God, not about the church.
佢哋只知喂养自己，而唔系关于教会，关于神。
False teachers are like the waterless cloud.
嗰啲假教师系好似没有雨的云。
And so, what does it mean by that?
系咩意思呢？
Well, remember, this was an agrarian part of the world.
是当时是一个农业社会。
And so when they saw rain clouds, they looked forward to the rain.
他们见到有云的时候就会期望有雨落。
But the waterless cloud gives the impression that it could be, but it doesn't deliver.
但是没雨的云就是好像有雨，但是原来没雨。
In other words, it just passes on by.
只是经过。
And that is a description of those who are false teachers.
假教师就是这样类似。
The other is a description is swept along by the winds, on the move. You really can't nail that person down.
另外就是随风飘荡，很难去稳得住那个人。
There's fruitless trees in late autumns. They're twice dead, uprooted, not firmly grounded in the first place.
是深秋不结果子的树，枯死了两次，被连根拔起，是可能不是一个是扎根的树。
Again, these are a lot of description of false teachers. They are likened like the wild waves of the seas.
有很多的其中的形容就是海中的狂徒。
Casting up foam to their own shame. Waves to the shores are nice, but remember it's that residue that you have to really be careful of, right?
翻出自己可耻的泡沫，就是那些海浪留下的那些残渣。
It is the leftover, it is a scum.
是那些浮渣很污糟的东西。
False teachers are described as wandering stars. No, there is no constant direction in their lives.
假教师是好像流荡的星，没有一个确实的方向。
And the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved forever for them.
有漆黑的幽暗永远等候他们。
The gloom fate looms for those who do more harm than good to the church.
对教会有损无益的人，他们的前景是十分灰暗。
As in the case of false teachers.
正如好似假教师一样。
So what is the issue here on false teachers?
在假教师这个问题上面是什么事呢？
service. They serve themselves rather than others.
服侍是他们是服侍自己而不是服侍别人。
Beloved, be very careful not simply identifying characteristics in the false teachers, but even rid of any evidence of patterns beginning in any form of ministries and how you serve the church and how you serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们要很小心，不单止是去要辨认出假教师，而且是要我们要剔除在我们生命中任何与纯粹服侍主、服侍教会相违背的作事的模式。
For those who are serving it in the ministry, we just ask yourself the question, is it about you or is it about the Lord?
我们在侍奉的人员当中，我们要问自己，这个事工是关于我还是关于神？
Is it about you getting the credit or you getting the strokes or is it about the Lord getting the glory?
是我们得到赞赏还是神得到荣耀？
Even how we serve, am I serving where God wants me, or am I serving to more than where I feel like serving?
我会否愿意在神要我服侍的地方服侍，而不是我想服侍的地方服侍呢？
How you answer those questions is going to determine whether it's more about the glory of God or more about your personal glory.
我们怎样答这些问题，就反映出我们究竟服侍是为了神的荣耀多一点，还是为了自己的荣耀多一点。
Please note the phrase, utter darkness forever.
我们注意经文那句，有漆黑的幽暗永远等候他们。
This describes the false teacher's destiny.
这个是形容假教师的最终结局。
Unless they repent, they will end up in this place of utter darkness forever. They will end up in hell forever.
除非他们悔改，否则他们会永远在这个漆黑的幽暗，就是在地狱当中。
Have you ever wondered why hell is forever?
有没有想过为什么地狱是永远的呢？
Here's a thought.
是有一个想法。
The punishment of hell is forever because a mere man is paying for his own sins, offering the imperfect sacrifice which he has to repeat time and time again for all eternity.
地狱的惩罚刑罚是永远的，因为一个单单一个人去为自己 的罪去献上代价，是不断不断永远的不停地献上一个不完美的献祭。
An imperfect person has to keep on offering sacrifices upon sacrifices.
一个不完美的人不断持续不断地献上赎罪的祭献祭。
Now we all know that we all deserve hell.
我们都知道我们是理应当落地狱。
And it took a perfect man, it took Jesus Christ that offered that one single sacrifice.
是需要一个完美的人，就是耶稣基督去一次的去满足了这个赎罪。
The Son of God, Jesus, is the perfect one.
人子就是耶稣基督，就是那个完美的那位。
And scripture said he offered the sacrifice once and for all.
经文是记载到耶稣基督的献祭是一次过的。
And so we could either trust ourselves or we could trust the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以依靠自己或者是依靠耶稣基督。
If you trust yourself, it is imperfect. And that's why hell is forever.
如果你选择去依靠自己的，那我们是不完美的，那我们就在地狱当中永恒。
But if you trust Christ, he has sacrificed for you once and for all.
但若我们是靠基督的话，他就是完美的，一次过已经献上赎罪的祭。
In other words, he took on the punishment. He bore our sins.
他背负了我们的罪业。
The punishment of hell is for those who do nothing because they trust themselves.
地狱的惩罚刑罚是永远的，因为是我们是什么都没有做，是自己依靠自己。
However, eternal life is for those who trust Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
永恒的生命是为到那些信靠耶稣基督作为他们救主的人而设。
So who do you trust? Do you trust yourselves or do you trust Jesus Christ who is the perfect sacrifice that bore our sins and took on the wrath that we deserved?
是，那你会是怎样选择呢？选择信靠自己，定是信靠耶稣基督，就是那位完美的那位，去背负了我们的罪，去背负了代受了神的震怒。
In verse 14, there's a reference on Enoch.
在第十四节就提到以诺。
We do know from the book of Genesis that Enoch was a godly man.
在 創世記嗰度提到以諾係一個與神同行嘅敬虔嘅人。
From the book of Jude, it said that he was designated as the seventh generation from Adam.
喺猶大書係提到係亞當嘅七世孫就係以諾。
Now, what is tricky here is the prophecy comes from the book of Enoch.
呢度難搞嘅地方就係嗰個嘅經文，嗰個嘅引用係嚟自以諾書。
The book of Enoch is not in the canon of scriptures.
以諾書唔喺聖經正典入邊。
In other words, it is not in the Bible.
換句話說，唔係喺聖經入邊。
What the Bible is doing is actually quoting an outside source here.
喺呢度嘅聖經就係引用係外來嘅一啲資料。
So it's simply for illustrative points.
係只係用嚟作說明參考用途。
But notice what the passage says. It is about these are about Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his holy ones to execute judgment on all, to convict the ungodly of their deeds of ungodliness that they have committed in such an ungodly way of all the harsh things that ungodly sinners have spoken against him."
14-15節係講到亞當的七世孫以諾曾預言這些人說，看啊，主帶著他的千萬聖者降臨，要在眾人身上行審判，證實那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，又證實不敬虔之罪人所說頂撞他的剛愎話。
What is the point of this lengthy thought?
呢度個咁長嘅係講緊乜嘢呢？
The point is that the false teachers they failed to see their own accountability before the Lord.
個重點係假教師睇唔見佢哋喺主面前要交帳。
Couple of things that are notable. The Lord is coming to fulfill His prophecy.
神係必會係回來，係履行佢所預言過嘅。
And second, the Lord is going to execute judgment upon all.
第二就係神要去審判萬人。
And the Lord is coming to convict all who are ungodly.
神要定嗰啲所有不敬虔嘅人嘅罪。
In other words, we are all accountable before God.
換句話說，我哋都要喺神面前交帳。
Now let me give you an illustration.
話俾一個說明。
Imagine someone who is arrested for a particular crime and has a date to appear in court.
假設有一個人係被捕，係犯罪被捕，而係有一個日期佢要上庭。
If a person made no preparation for his or her appearance before the court, it would seem very foolish.
如果佢乜都冇準備就上庭，咁嗰個人就看來係十分愚拙。
And so,Are we as foolish if we don't prepare for the judgment of God?
咁我哋系咪一样嘅愚拙，去唔去准备喺神面前审判座前见神呢？
We shouldn't be so foolish to make no preparation, but instead take advantage of the court-appointed advocate, which is Jesus Christ. 1 John chapter 2 verse 1 says that Christ is our advocate.
我哋唔應該係咁愚拙，係一乜都冇準備，而應該係要去好好咁樣用法庭所委任嘅辯護，就係我哋嘅主耶穌基督。約翰一書二章一節嗰度講到，耶穌基督係我哋嘅中保。
Jesus Christ is our defense.
耶穌基督係我哋嘅中保。
We could trust him for being our defender and also to give our defense.
是耶稣基督是我们的中保，亦都是去为我们辩护的那一位。
Scripture says in 1 John chapter 2 verse 1, it says, My little children, I'm writing these things to you so you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, and that is Jesus Christ the righteous.
约翰一书二章一节，我的孩子们啊，我把这些话写给你们，是要你们不犯罪。如果有人犯罪，在父面前，我们有一位代求者，就是那义者耶稣基督。
So what is the issue among the false teacher?
咁喺個假教師身上係有咩問題呢？
They refuse the truth.
佢哋拒絕真理。
And they fail to understand that they are accountable before God.
佢哋睇唔見佢哋喺主面前其實要交帳。
As believers, we understand that everyone is accountable before God.
作為信徒，我哋知道我哋所有人都要喺神面前交帳。
We can appreciate this accountability.
我哋系应该要系知道要有咁样样嘅去喺神面前交账。
Why? Because we know that God is holy and God is just.
因为我哋知道神系公正嘅，亦都系圣洁嘅。
And we know that God is faithful, right?
而且我哋知道神系信实嘅。
So in other words, God is going to take care of, you know, His own. God is also going to take care, you know, or hold accountable those who are ungodly.
神係會係好好咁照顧好佢嘅子民，亦都係會處置嗰啲不敬虔嘅人。
So we could rest assured in God that no one is going to get away with anything.
咁我哋就可以深信冇人可以僥倖逃避神嘅審判。
God is fair and God is just, and He's going to execute His judgment.
神係公正，神係公義，佢亦都會去將佢嘅審判係發出。
For as believers in Christ, we could rest and be assured that God is in control.
对我们信徒来讲，我们就可以很深深信靠神是掌管一切。
For those who do not believe, they await God's judgment.
对不信的人来讲，他就要等候神的审判。
Lastly, in verse 16, it says that there are grumblers, there's malcontent, following their own sinful desires. It says that they are loudmouth boasters, showing favoritism to gain advantage.
十六节讲到，这些人是私下议论，常发怨言的，随从自己的情欲而行，口中说夸大的话，为得便宜，谄媚人。
Another identification of false teachers is that they seek to divide the church.
另外一个关于假教师的特质就是他们去寻求喜悦，见到是教会分裂。
When you look at this passage, there's a lot of negatives than positives.
在这个经文里面是见到很多负面的词词。
There's grumblers, there's complainers, and they walk according to their own lusts. They mouth the great swelling word. They flatter just simply to gain advantage.
他们有常发怨言，总是不满，随从自己的私欲而行。他们的口说夸大的话，为得利益而奉承人。
But brothers and sisters, we are the beloved. We remember the words that were spoken before us, before the apostle, by the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ.
至于你们亲爱的弟兄们，要记得我们的主耶稣基督的使徒从前所说的话。
Some of these things we should expect, but at the same time, we should also be aware.
我们是会期望会有发生这些事，但同一时间我们也要小心。
When it comes to grumbling, it is the essence of grumbling comes to the dissatisfaction of God's provision and presence.
发怨言其实就是对于神的供应是不满足。
The case in point is the people of Israel. If you ever wonder why they kept on wandering around, it's why? Because of their unbelief and their dissatisfaction of what God provided.
就好似以色列嘅子民咁样，点解佢哋要喺荒地嗰度漂流呢？就系因为佢哋嘅不信同埋佢哋不满足神嘅供应。
Remember how God provided guidance for them as far as direction?
记得神怎样去带领他们供应他们吗？
Remember how God provided them food through the manna?
记得神怎样去供应他们是通过玛拿给他们。
And yet they continued to complain because they were not satisfied with what God had provided them.
但是他们仍然发怨言，因为他们不满足神所供应给他们的。
It says of grumbling, it says it is almost like you're insulting God who gives us all things.
是发怨言，好像是羞辱了那位厚赐我们百物的神。
And so that is why we have to be very careful, you know, in terms of not grumbling, but yet to emphasize as far as being grateful.
不单只是我们要小心，不单只是不要发怨言，而且我们要继续去感恩。
We have to ask ourselves, are we satisfied in God as far as what He's provided for us and what is He, how He has guided us to the stage?
我们是不是心存感恩，是神怎么样去供应我们，带我们到今天的地步呢？
We need to learn to appreciate where God provides the basics and God has given us direction in our lives.
我们是不是心存感恩，神是给了我们生活所需和我们生命中的带领呢？
Lest we fall into the practice of grumbling.
我们千万不要跌落去这些好像常发怨言的人的行为那样。
The other thing that's kind of mentioned here is those who complain.
第二种人就是不满的人。
Complaints are is very subtle, but it's just as lethal in any discouragement or any misdirection of the church.
不满是可能是没那么明显，但是能够都是使教会气馁或者走错方面、走错方向一样那么厉害。
It has been observed and often quoted that whenever a man gets out of touch with God,He's likely to begin to complain about something.
当人开始与神少了联系的时候，他就会更加倾向开始 去投诉抱怨。
Have you ever noticed the more you complain, the less that you are thankful for?
有没有注意到当你开始越多投诉的时候就越少去感恩？
And when you're out of touch with God and the given body life of the church, the complaints become more and more and even more specifics about the church.
当越来越少与神的联系，越来越少肢体生活的联系的时候，就会更多更多的不满，而且那些不满是更加关乎教会。
And this should not be the case, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，是不应该这样发生。
We should not complain. We should understand how God has guided us.
我们不应是有这么多的不满，我们应该是要明白是神是怎样带领我们。
And if we cultivate more patterns of gratefulness and thankfulness, complaints will become less and less.
如果我们更加操练是怎样 去感恩的话，那么那些不满就会越来越少。
So, what is the message that Jude is emphasizing here? Why should we defend the church?
咁犹大呢度个所提出嘅系乜嘢呢？
We should defend the church because we are His beloved, we are His called, we are kept in Christ.
我哋要守护教会，因为我哋系蒙召嘅、蒙爱嘅，我哋系为耶稣基督而被保守嘅。
And Scripture says we should contend well for the faith that was delivered to the saints once and for all.
经文是提到我们要为曾一次交付给圣徒的信仰而奋战。
In other words, we should defend what matters to God.
我们要为到神眼中所看为重要的事而去维护。
We need to continue to understand our identity and our involvement as a body of Christ, as a church.
我们要继续明白理解我们在教会这个肢体生活里面 的身份。
Remember, we exist to exalt God, to equip the saints, to evangelize the lost.
我们在地上是要高举神，装备圣徒，为基督传福音给失丧的人。
The second takeaway of this message is that we need to continue to trust God. God is worthy of our trust.
第二就是我们必须要继续信靠神，神是配得我们信靠。
And no matter what comes our way, even as scandalous as false teachers,
不论什么遇着什么事情，甚至是令人丢脸的假教师，
God is sovereign that He'll continue to take care of His church.
神是有主权、掌权，亦都是会继续 去照顾祂的教会。
The third thing that we could also apply from this church is how do we respond to authority?
第三点就是我们是如何回应权威。
Beginning with God as our authority.
由神开始是我们的权威。
Remember, He is the Lord God Almighty.
要记得他是全能的神。
And do we respond to Him being authoritative in our lives?
我们在生命里面是不是当他是一个权威的去回应呢？
The second challenge for us is how do we respond to the truth?
第二个我们就是要怎样回应这个真理。
Are we open? Are we teachable? Are we willing to do exactly what God wants us to do?
我们是不是打开耳朵聆听？我们是不是受教？我们是不是做圣经所要求我们做的事呢？
Another thing that we need to consider again when it comes to service, is it more about you or is more about the betterment of others to the glory of God?
也都关乎服事方面，是不是关乎你自己，还是关乎去为他人的益处和为神的益处？
For some of us, it's all about, it's just enough that God gets the glory.
对我们有些人来说，是神得荣耀就已经足够了。
For some of us, sometimes we struggle with our own recognition.
对有些人来说，我们有时候有没有得到认同，有没有得到赞赏而都去挣扎。
We should be content in terms of understanding the glory of God.
我们要应该要明白到去得神得荣耀就已经足够。
And finally, we have to ask ourselves, you know, are we more critical or are we more thankful?
最后我们要问自己，我们是不是挑剔还是感恩？
Think about your own life. Think about your own fellowship.
我们想回自己的生命，我们想回同肢体的相交。
And I certainly hope thankfulness will outweigh the things that you may complain about.
确实希望是我们有更多的感恩而少的挑剔。
That is why it's very important. That is why it's God's will for us to continue to cultivate gratefulness and thanksgiving in our lives.
因此是很重要，是我们继续去操练我们是感恩的心。
When we are more grateful, we will be a lot more healthier and happier.
当我们更多的感恩，我们的生命就会更加健康，更加喜乐。
And if we do it the right way, we do it God's way, we will be a lot more holier and more pleasing to our Lord and our God.
而我哋系咁样样去跟从神嘅指示去做嘅时候，就更加嘅敬虔，更加嘅喺神面前得喜悦。
Let us all live a life that's pleasing to our Lord and our God.
愿我哋嘅生命都系能够活出系得神喜悦。
Let us pray.
我哋一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, indeed you're faithful and true.
天父全能嘅神，你系信实嘅，你系真实嘅。
And you're holy and righteous.
你系圣洁嘅，你系公义嘅。
We understand that we live a life that is accountable to you.
我哋明白我哋嘅生命系我哋要喺你面前交账。
And so let us be mindful even the words that we say.
愿我哋注意到我哋每一句从口中所说出嘅话。
Let us overcome the temptation to say careless words or even words that hurt.
求主你让到我哋能够去克胜呢个试探，去讲一啲唔适当嘅说话。
Let us allow your spirit that we would have more and more sweet thanksgiving and gratefulness.
愿你嘅灵去让我哋有更多更多嘅感恩同埋感谢。
Let us learn to appreciate the very basic things that you have given and you have provided in our lives.
愿我哋去学识去点样去为到你喺我哋生命中所俾我哋嘅最基本嘅一啲嘅需要。
And Father, we certainly hope that gratefulness and thanksgiving would be contagious here in this church.
天父，我哋亦都希望呢个感恩嘅心能够去感染教会每一位。
And particularly because of the cross.
尤其系因为十架。
Let us continue to give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins.
亦都让我哋不断嘅去为到主耶稣基督喺十架上面为我哋所做嘅事。
We know that this was a demonstration of your love to reconcile sinners to you, a God who is holy.
我哋知道呢个系你所作嘅功，系去让人能够系与圣洁嘅神和好。
Let us be forever grateful for the cross and for the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿我们是为到十架，为到耶稣基督是永远的感恩。
And at the same time, Father, help us to also be warned of false teachers.
天父同时让我们更加是醒觉，是察觉假教师。
Let us not listen to false teachers, but let us listen to your truth.
愿我哋不听从假教师嘅教导，而是听从神你自己嘅真理。
And let us follow your ways according to your glory.
愿我哋去跟从你嘅样式去荣耀你。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我哋咁样祷告系奉主耶稣嘅名求。
Amen.